affect you at all?
No, shoes, you know, I felt that because I gave her my stamps. See, and even when, before I had a, you know, before I was living, before I left, it didn't bother me too much. And I gave Mrs. Bell even some stamps when I was taking care of my son. Well, I don't mean that we never felt it, but no, it wasn't that bad.
Uh-huh. You decided to go back. Well, when you suffered from this, were you able to save any money?
Are you kidding? No, but I no, uh-huh. But I was able to pay my bills. I don't know, maybe I did save a few dollars, I can't remember.
Did, when you decided to go back to the East, what kinds of things had made you make that decision?
My mother. Uh-huh. My mother felt, she always couldn't understand why I wanted to stay here. I was getting divorced, especially even before, but especially now that I don't have my ex-husband around my neck, you know, she figured, go back, but I told her I didn't want to go back. So I said I couldn't, even if I wanted to, I don't have the money. But she sent me the money. And so I said, oh, well, I might as well go back, you know. And so I went back. Uh-huh. I'll tell you the truth, I kind of like working in Lockheed or Vega. But I knew, I really knew that I could get another job. And when I went back, they have defense plans there also. And when I went back, I had no idea how long I'd stay there. I always knew it wouldn't be very long. So, and then my mother, I felt bad about my mother because I left her when I came to California, and I felt like sort of I owed it to my mother to go back. Uh-huh. And I wanted to see her.
So, how was it hard to leave your job at Lockheed? I mean, did you have to get permission to do that, or during the war?
I don't remember.
So you left there and you went back
east.
And how did you plan on supporting yourself?
By getting a job. Mm-hmm. I got a job sewing, you know. I did get a job at a place that I can't remember what they did. It wasn't aircraft. It's something to do with the war effort, and it was a machine. I don't remember now what they made. I forgot. It was a machine shop. It looked like one. They had all kinds of machines, and I worked in some kind of machine. It wasn't a sewing machine, but it reminded me of one, and something to do with. I don't know what part I worked on, but I did hurt my finger. I think I was there about 1 or 2 days, and I hit my finger. Mm-hmm. And the needle went through it. And I didn't need any stitches, but it hit bad. I never went back there. I told them I wasn't going back. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell them when I first hit, but I didn't call them, I'm going back. I couldn't. It hurt for a while. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that kind of, I didn't like it.
Was it a smaller?
It was a very small place. So I sewed. Mm-hmm. And I stayed there until I could save enough money to go back California.
Uh-huh. So when you went back there, did the plant you went to work in, was it eventually after this small shop, you said, was that in an aircraft plant?
Or no, it was just a small little, you're talking about the way I hit my finger?
Well, you had said that when you hurt your finger, it was at
a little small shop. Yeah, something, yeah.
And then did you get another job after that?
It was sewing. It was sewing, nothing to do with aircraft, with the defense.
Was it in a factory type setting, or just doing
the factory, uh-huh. Making dresses?
Uh-huh. So it wasn't a defense
no.
type setting?
No.
Was the pay the same as aircraft?
It seemed like it was less, and it seemed like it depends on how much I made, you know. It was a non-union shop, and just like another thing is, right towards the end, I was planning to go maybe around July to come back to California, so I figured my money would be, I'd have enough money, and just about not quite a month before I was ready to quit, again, they wanted the union in, and they didn't strike, but the union, they might have had a strike before I even went to work there, but they had a, they signed the union, they signed, the owner signed to belong to the union. So you had 30 days to join, and by 30 days I'd have been gone, and if I was not, I'd have quit, because I don't like union shops. And the way I noticed the difference is we used to have little pockets. We used to sew inside, sew the pocket, turn them inside out, and sew them back on and side and top. And so we used to do that sometimes during lunch hour or break. You know, it was our time to do with it what we wanted. Mm-hmm. Well, when the union came in, like I say, we had 30 days to join, so I was still there. Mm-hmm. That stopped. Mm-hmm. You could not do anything like that. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying that's the way, well, I lost that a little bit, so it, you couldn't save time by doing that during your break or lunch hour. And
it
also,
it was still piecework.
It was still piecework, but they had the benefits probably better. And they had, you know, you get a rest. You can't work during your break, during your lunch hour. And there was something that, so there was, we got a raise on this certain dress, but as far as we were concerned, that you didn't really get a raise because you couldn't, a lot of things, little belts you had to tie, turn inside out, and that's time-consuming. So we felt like, hey, we were jipped because by not doing that extra work during our lunch hours, we had an hour for lunch. Because I remember we used to go outside, too, that we lost out. So I'm not very right in judging, but every time I go into a union shop, I always, something always makes it so I don't like it. So it displeases me, you know.
So what made you decide that you wanted to go back to California?
Even when I went to Boston, I knew I'd never stay there. I just knew, I didn't know when.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was figuring a matter of money, too. I couldn't ask my mother for money.
Mm-hmm. When did you, do you remember when it was that you came back? About what year?
Well, it might have been, it probably was in 44.
So you weren't.
It might have been the early part. I came back around July. Well, it might have been 44 because I had, I think, three jobs. Why did I say I had three jobs? One was aircraft, since till 45.
Uh-huh. So you had worked at Lockheed and the machine shop and the garment.
Yeah,
place.
Yes.
And then, so how long were you in Boston? Was it very long? Or?
Just a matter of months. Uh-huh. And right now I can't tell exactly when.
And you decided to come back?
Yeah, as soon as I went and saw my family, I'm glad to see you, and I told my mother, as soon as I can, I'm going back.
Uh-huh.
I had to save the money.
Mm-hmm.
I saved $88 so I can go back on the bus.
Uh-huh. And then, I had to talk about some prices changing.
Yeah, but my son and I don't know if I had to pay for him. But.
Uh-huh. And then you, when you got back here, did you live with your cousin again?
I see, that's it. Any time I come back, they said, come right here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that made a lot of difference in the way I lived. It's very possible that if I knew that I couldn't do that or didn't have anything, who knows, I might have stayed in Boston. I never could afford to come here and then, you know, always coming without any money, but knowing you're going to get a job.
Uh-huh. Right? Where did you go to work when you came back?
Well, I can't remember which one I went. I went to small places. One was somewhere in L.A. I can't remember the name of that place. It was a small one. Why did I leave there? Each time I had a good reason.
Was it connected with aircraft at all?
All of them connected with aircraft. One of them was this little place was they worked in some parts of the front part of the plane. I can't remember what they call that round part. And that's where I hurt myself.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on a jig. And a jig is, well, there's a table, like a jig is, they call it a jig then. It's not a one. With a form of something where they put the part on.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call it not a, it wouldn't, now they used to call it a jig. Now it would be, if I had this, this is where I put the part that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
So the part that I'm working on was along with metal. And I was doing riveting and drilling also, and the part had a point.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you walk around it, I was standing here, you walk around it, you have to make sure you don't catch into that pointy thing of that aluminum or whatever it's made of. And
okay.
I was always very careful. And one time they said some well-known people, some stars were coming I can't remember who they were. Some well-known people were going to come just to look around. Uh-huh. So I was over here and they were over there, so I had to leave to get something. And so while I was walking there, I was looking at him, and that's where, I mean, this side, I walked out, you can walk out both ends, but uh-huh. while I was walking out to get that part, I was looking at the doorway, and so the point cut my nose. I was lucky it didn't cut my nose off.
Wow.
Just, I had a little tiny scar.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know, I was more careful after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember why I didn't work there. They were changing. I left.
Mm-hmm.
And see, one reason why I left, I was, at that time, I was living with my cousins, but they were moving around. And so maybe not that job, no. I left for another reason, I can't remember why. I got a job working at a place called Avion
mm-hmm.
Corporation, and they worked in, it was a sort of a big place, not a little tiny place, but not a big, big place like Lockheed. And they worked, that was near one of the, in the east side of town, that was near the meat plants. Might have been, it was East L.A. somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That was the address. In fact, there was some man, I was very embarrassed, some young man, sometimes we get a very strong smell from the meat packers, and I'll never forget how embarrassed I was, and so a lot of women. He was a very crude, I think, very, I thought he was. He'd say, just like a woman, still just like a woman. I didn't laugh, and I was, oh my God, so embarrassed, you know, whenever they have those smells. But that's where I worked there until, that's where I met that Mexican fellow. I had to get a ride, and that's how I met, and then I left there. No, so that's when I left there to work. My last job is when my cousins, but I worked there until my cousins moved my cousin had asthma, the kids, and he had, so they wanted to move to, they live in Lancaster, but little by little they went to live in, get away from L.A., so I didn't want to go, I want to go with them, but I get a job?
Mm-hmm.
They were moving to the Valley, and then they moved to somewhere else, finally to Lancaster in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had what am I going to do? So I had a friend she had a trailer. She and her husband had a trailer they used sometimes, 16-foot trailer. So I don't know. Anyway, she gave me the idea. So I rented the trailer from her, but I had it in a trailer park in Culver City. That was about where we were living. We weren't living in Culver City, but it was this part off Adams Boulevard that was near Culver City, sort of. And that was the nearest trailer park that I could find that I knew about. It's called a plantation, in fact. So, and also, someone told me, and then I decided, then I had to work nights again, see, because who's going to take care of my son? And so, anyway, I found out there's a place called, I don't know if it's still there, they used to make the Western Holly stoves. And they got they had government contracts. And they had a night shift, so I made arrangements to get a job there. So I got a job there working nights, and I quit this job at Avion. I did like this job at Avion, but I quit there to work there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my last, so I worked at nights, and I drove then.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get home, and I'd get I didn't even have a babysitter. I had my neighbors, now I wouldn't have done that, probably, but couldn't afford a babysitter, but my neighbors knew that I wasn't there and that he was there alone, you know. So I'd get home and get him up and get him to school, and somehow I'd try to take it easy during the day, and then he'd get home from school and I'd stay awake till he went to bed. And I worked there until the war ended.
Were there any childcare centers?
Well, I don't know. They might. I don't know of any. I didn't have to think about it. Western Holly, I didn't even think about it, but if I did, they wouldn't have had it there. It wasn't like Lockheed.
Uh-huh. At Avion, what was it that you were doing? You mentioned you were working on it.
They had, they were airplane parts. It wasn't a complete plane.
Were you doing the same kind of, excuse me, assembling?
Same idea. Riveting things like that.
Was the pay about the same as
I'd say about the same. I came in with, I would say, you know, it's okay.
Now, was the pay the same at Western Holly, too?
Or? Yeah, I would say about the same. Probably I was getting a little bit more because probably everybody was getting a little bit more as the years went by, you know.
And Western Holly was doing defense?
Like yeah, we worked, yes. We worked, I think they, I'm not sure, I think they were making some stools, but not that I saw. It seemed like we worked on part of the front of a plane, too. I used to know the name of the plane, I don't remember. It wasn't the same idea.
Now, how long did you work there?
Well, I might have worked there less than a year, but months.
Did you expect to keep working there after the war ended?
No. That's why I told them, no, I never did.
Did you think that just the jobs would end, or?
Definitely.
What were your plans for after the war?
To get another job.
Just find whatever you could?
Definitely.
Did they lay people off at Western College?
When the war ended?
Did you know how far before they were going to lay people off? Did you know they were going?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I worked until the war ended. It couldn't have been much later than after the war ended. It might have been just a matter of days. It sure wasn't a matter of weeks.
Was it on short notice?
I would say so.
How did you feel about the war?
Well, I went through this one on the interview. I wouldn't have minded keep that job, any jobs I had, really. But see, I expected it from, how do I know from what you read, from what you hear, that the men were coming back from the war, and they were going to make room for the men. Not necessarily Western Holly, but they were going to try it. In other words, the men had first choice of the jobs. And so it's something you, if that was going to be my last job, I said, gee whiz, I don't want to look for another job. I just knew that I had to look for another job. And in a way, I wasn't mad. Why get mad? I would have been happy if they said, sure, you can work here. But no, I wasn't angry. I was more concerned about living more. That probably bothered me more.
Yeah,
because the war ended.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything so you didn't have any specific plans just before the layoff for what your next job would be?
Well, yes and no. My cousins, at that time they were living in Highway 5. You know what Cass State is? At that time they were living in, they had a trailer, they living in Cass State, because little by little they were feeling their way to get a place where they can be healthy. So they were in the valley, then they moved there, and then I don't know how come they moved there, I can't remember. But they always said, they knew they were going to lose my job. When you lose your job, he says, don't worry, you come with us. Wherever we are, wherever we live, you'll live with us, and you can get a job wherever we are. Now, when they were living there, they were, she was a waitress. She wasn't, that wasn't her trade. She was, in fact, she used to be a saleswoman. But she had to work also. So when she lived in Cass State, she worked as a waitress. And she said, so when you come here, if we're still here, you come here, well, I'll get you a job as a waitress. I said, I never worked as a waitress. If I learn, you can learn. So I figured, if they're still living there when the war ends, I'll go there and be a waitress, which I did. See?
My only other question would be that outside of there being the opportunities for war work, were there, and some of the things you mentioned with rationing, was there any way in which the war affected your life?
Probably a lot of ways.
Did you feel its presence much in your life?
Oh, yes. Of course I did. But I look back, and I'm sorry not as much as maybe it should have. I was going through a lot of personal problems. I did enjoy myself too, part of it, you know, when I was alone, when I was away from my husband. I'm how it affected me, I feel that not enough. Because, I mean, what was going on, I knew what was going on there as much as you did, or anybody. If you were too young, you probably went around. But as much, only thing is, ever since the war, ever since I've met people that have been in Europe during the war, and I'm even very strongly attached to movies that show World War II. And some people say, oh, I don't even want to watch it. And I said, there's something, they said, oh, there's something wrong with people that do. I said, well, I don't know. It seems like I'm trying to feel the way maybe I should have felt during World War II. Mm-hmm.
Did I in terms of the Holocaust?
Well, I can't remember when we first heard about what was going on, because a lot of people, they kept a lot of things from people knowing about it. Toward the end, you hear about it, and it's just hard to believe, but it's believable. And then I met a woman, a young woman, she was in one of the camps. Her father was a doctor. He lived. He had died if the war was long. Her mother died in different ways. I started meeting people that were in camps or in countries. My friend in San Marcos, she's 45, and she was in Holland. She doesn't remember the war as much as she does, but she remembers how her mother used to save soap so she can buy to people, you know, for food. But, I mean, I think that the World War II should have affected me more. I was, in a way, wrapped up with my own self, I think. So sometimes I'm trying to make up for it by being very interested in these war movies or these documentaries. So sometimes my conscience bothers me, maybe, that the war didn't affect me enough. So that's the way I feel about I was fortunate I paid someone money for room and board, so I didn't have to do a lot of the shopping. Uh-huh. I didn't have to buy a lot of clothes. I wore about the same thing. My father used to send me some clothes sometimes, you know. I didn't have a lot of clothes for my son, but I didn't remember being without. I never had enough clothes, you know, in the way. But I think it should have affected me worse.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. I just want to say sometimes I feel, I wouldn't say guilty, I didn't do anything wrong, that I said before, it seems to me that the war should have affected me more than it did.
You're saying there wasn't much of an awareness around the people you were around about what was happening in terms of the anti-Semitism in Germany?
No, I didn't notice it, no. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the people I work with?
Or associated with, or in your...
No, I didn't feel it. Sometimes, even when I was a kid, you read someone make a remark about Jews, Jewish people, and like some of my best friends are Jews, you know. I had that all my life, sort of, you know. And sometimes I still run into once in a while. Mm-hmm. But, and I worked, and I mingled with very few Jewish people during the war, you come right down to it, because my cousin was Jewish, but her husband wasn't, and his relatives weren't, and most of the friends weren't. Mm-hmm. And yet I didn't know, in my personal life, I didn't find that too much. Uh-huh. No, I'm very, I would say it didn't.
Okay.